If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month, with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Rich as Fuck podcast. I don't know what number we're on at the moment, so apologies. Today I have the honor of sitting with Nick Santana, someone who's become a dear mate of mine and is building a really cool thing within the yachting space. Yachties, as you know, this is a show where we talk about money, finance, business, and all things yachting. So dig in today. There's a bunch of stuff we'll touch on that will be of interest to you. And Nick, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me, mate. It's funny. We've been chasing this for a while, or I guess you've been chasing me for a while. And we're like, yeah. Put it off. But we finally did it. So really cool and excited to be here tonight. Thank you.
Nice, man. And then for the peeps out there who don't know who you are, just give us a bit of a background and how did you end up where you are now?
So I'm Nick Santana. I'm from England, if you can't tell by the Northern accent. And so background is I was in the Royal Navy for 8 years and then I transitioned into the yachting industry. Only been in for about 3 years now, but as I came into the industry, I had so much shock to, you know, how volatile it was. Experienced a lot of problems, saw my peers experiencing a lot of problems, and I guess I couldn't help but start thinking about, oh, how can I fix these problems? And then I had this new idea, this eureka moment of Grand Yacht Crew, and that was about 2 years ago, and I've been obsessing ever since, taking a lot of risks, taking a lot of sacrifice to build this platform and this network, which is really cool. So I guess since then, I've gone all in on being an entrepreneur now, and I don't want to scrub teak forever. I want to have my own business, and I've got big dreams of the impact I'll have on the industry. So it's all about running Grand Yacht Crew now, building a great team and building a really cool product, which we're looking to launch later this year, which is really cool.
That's epic. And double click a bit on the military, your years here. How did that help shape where you are? Has that instilled a certain sort of discipline that's helping you as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, 100%. So I guess I was definitely a lost teenager in my hometown in Blackpool. And, I grew up quite poor, didn't really have a lot of opportunities in my hometown. And, you know, the option to go to uni was always there, but ultimately, so was, you know, the amount of debt I was going to put myself into to go there, and it was going to be a struggle. I was a bit lost and I felt myself like slipping through the cracks. And my dad, his dad was in the Navy. Basically, he advised me. He was like, look, I think you should do this. You'd be perfect for it. So there I am with no hair and a suit that I borrowed from my uncle on a train down to Portsmouth at the age of 19. And I guess that just reshaped my life. It taught me values. It taught me discipline, taught me the ethics of hard work. And, it's been wild. I've done a lot of really cool stuff. I've served on 3 British destroyers. I've traveled the world, served in the Middle East. I've done lots of cool operations like rescue ops in the Atlantic, to anti-piracy operations in the Indian Ocean, to, you know, responding to conflicts in the South Arabian Gulf. It's been pretty wild journey so far, to say the least. But even like the leadership experience, you know, I got pressed through promotions because I was super keen and, I did really well. And I was really perceived as a bit of a high flyer in my branch. Mm-hmm. And with that came pressures. You know, I'd be like 21 in charge of upwards of 50 lads and lasses who are older than me. So yeah. You know, with that comes challenges, loads of different people. You know, warships, you've got 250 crew. So lots of dynamics to navigate there, different branches, different levels of experience, skill set, and lots of high pressure environments to navigate. So learned a lot. It was hard. It was great. I don't regret a single thing. And I was very blessed to have the courage to leave when I did. I was up for promotion. I was on my way to be stepping into being a petty officer. And I saw the next 10 years of my life laid out in front of me. And I guess I didn't like what I saw. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I don't know what it is I want to do, but there's something out there for me and I'm going to go find it. So I put my notice to leave in, started studying like crazy, doing business management, project management, figuring out how to build a CV. And then got to the point where I was leaving and I was like, oh, I'm just going to go and be a yachty. Got ECW, got a one-way flight to Australia. And yeah, I've not really looked back since. You know, since then I've done two Sydney seasons, a Europe season. And then this project just naturally happened and now I'm all in. I stepped away from the industry a few months back, as you know, Charles. And yeah, it's been a wild journey so far. Investors, you know, outsourcing services, securing partnerships,
yeah,
building products, learning tech. God knows I'm not the best at it.
That's all you have to meet. It's a really cool story.
Yeah. The story continues and I think the next chapter is going to be even bigger. So really excited.
I back you, mate. Yeah, I'm seeing what you're building and it's really exciting. And those, a bunch of years in the military, I think it shapes you, especially as a young man, especially if people start to feel slightly lost. You know, all the uncertainty in the world of like gender roles and like all sorts of things. So I think that instills a cool type of discipline and you might not notice it now, but it's helping you in practice where, you know about systems, you know about routine, you know about everything like that. So yeah, but you touched on something there earlier where you mentioned your kind of aha or eureka moment was because of pain points in yachting. So why don't you elaborate there? What pissed you off?
Yeah, not so much pissed me off. I guess lack of direction. You know, I came into the industry. I didn't really know anyone. And, you know, I'll admit it. I was in the UK, sat at my mate's house in Wrexham just before I was about to fly out to Australia. Didn't really have a plan. We just sat watching Below Deck and I was like, well, surely I can do this. I've just been, surely I could manage to be a deckhand. Like, I was looking at it like, come on. Surely I can manage to do this. And then we was looking into it. And then, you know, looking online, looking at recruitment agents, building a CV. God knows my CV was awful back then. Now, no hindsight's the beautiful thing. And then, yeah, I came into the industry and I was just flying blind from the get-go. I was trying to reach out to people. I didn't really know anyone in the industry. All the recruiters that I was reaching out to, I wasn't really getting much back. I was just getting lost in databases. Which proved really difficult. I had to be an absolute pest to some recruiters to just get the responses. I think they started helping me because they just wanted to get rid of me. And, you know, I found my way into day working. You know, I had to kind of leverage my way by like saying, hey, I'll work for free on the side just a few days a week in Brisbane Marina on a sailing yacht. And I was just doing random like cleaning jobs, like really just basic jobs while they had a lot of maintenance projects going on. And then I was going around asking for work. And basically like I was doing it with a few of my mates at the time. We're all like trying to break our way in. But I was also trying to secure my visa extension as well. And back then you had to do farm work. So I was really in the trenches, basically, you know, trying to balance getting my working days done for the farm, so I could extend another year, so I could keep yachting. But then also trying to build a CV of experience that was actually tailored to the job itself. So then a boat, a 54-meter Baglietto came in from a Fiji trip, and they were just on a quick one-way pit stop to Sydney to go straight into charters, and they had to flip the whole boat and in like a very short space of time and get some work done. So they called in the reinforcements, all the day workers got launched in. And then basically I came in, there was like 11 of us and I stood out basically. They could see that I had a lot of transferable skills, a lot of prior experience, and I just was picking things up and learning fast. So from there, I got my opportunity and then I was just chasing it boat to boat, you know, freelancing, working my way into contracts. And then, I guess along the way, you know, I saw people get taken advantage of in terms of the freelance space where, you know, jobs were just coming and going. Crew were turning over like wildfire. you know, I, even my best mate at the time, like, they promised him a visa, so like a yachting visa, so he could stay. And then it came to crunch time and he ended up getting deported because he didn't follow through with what they promised. And, wow. You know, it's so funny. At the time, we were like, oh, I can't believe they've done this. This is the worst thing. But fast forward 2 months, he's on an 83 meter in Monaco. So it kind of like, it paved the way. And we had so many moments where we were flying high, you know, doing the charters in Sydney, earning so much money, meeting amazing people on this time of our lives. But then we also had the times where the jobs weren't going in our favor and no one was helping us. Our mental health was at rock bottom. Our health and fitness was just catapulted into the ground because we were depressed and we were stressed like crazy. Our visas, our money, you know, we didn't really have any support there. And I guess through those challenges, it was eye-opening for me that how high and low it could be. And then I ended up leaving. I followed him to the UK when he got deported because I'm overly loyal, basically. I was like, I'm leaving too then. And then, you know, we were applying for jobs. And when he applied for that 83 meter, I also got offered an 83 meter as well. So it was at the same time. And I'll never forget it because it was pretty traumatic. It was running low on money, staying at a friend's house. And, you know, they were helping us just find our feet until we got the next job. And then, you know, comes to getting the interview. I do the interviews, really challenging, asking me all sorts of maintenance questions. And I was like, whoa, I don't even know these. Like, and then, yeah, passed, got the contract. And then they asked me to book a flight for an agent. So I did. And then I didn't really think anything of it. And my best mate, he tips up in Monaco, gets his job. I'm due to fly a few days later. I get to the airport and it's a fake ticket. I've been scammed. And I got that job through the Facebook pages. On the yacht crew pages, I won't say which one, but you know, they're out there and they are, you know, they tricked me. And I guess, you know, that was again another thing that just poured fuel on the fire basically, yeah, for me to fix these things. Because then I had to go live on my mate's couch, figure out my next move. I had to scramble money to go back to Australia to get back to work. And then I just picked myself back up and hustled my way back in. And then I got a job in Europe. And halfway through the season, I got promoted to mate, which was brilliant. And it really gave me an opportunity to get a taste for that leadership again that I was really missing and craving from the Navy. And then from there, I just realized, I was like, right, I can really go ahead far in this industry if I want to. But I couldn't help but realize that, I was just too obsessed with this idea that I had. So instead of pursuing my yacht master and basically taking the strategic steps to getting ahead in the industry, I kind of went the other way. I spent my breaks building a business plan, networking, doing market research. You know, I did that for about 8 months. And then I got the model perfectly. I mean, Charles, you'll vouch for me. Like, I've got it all prepared. And I've just went in that direction now. And I see where it's going. I see the potential of what we're growing. And for me, it's about making sure that no matter what crew are out there going through what situation, there's always someone trusted, you know, verified that they can turn to for support. And this platform that we're building is exactly that. So, yeah, it's just about building that now. And we give it our best crack. We succeed and we help a lot of people in the process. So it's really exciting.
So that's so cool, mate. And like every single brilliant business idea out there stemmed from someone's pain point, you know? So I commend you for that. And yeah, I mean, if you got scammed and you're a pretty clever lad, like think of all the other poor sobs out there that get scammed on the daily. It's heavy. And in the, or, you know, yachting is archaic. You know, the fact that people are job hunting on Facebook is ridiculous because only grandparents use Facebook. But it's also very tough in their defense, like to moderate, you know, because think of how many job ads I've through there. So you don't have that type of quality control. And that's why we need things like Grand Yacht Crew and other reputable job boards and stuff to vet these jobs properly before you put, you know, some people have their life savings that saved up from South Africa to make this plunge. And then they get caught with some fake China yacht.
And that's the thing, all the talent that the industry is missing out on when these, you know, young aspiring yachties take that plunge, they take the leap of faith, they, you know, they turn up blind and then they get taken advantage of. It doesn't quite go their way. And then they quit because they've not been trained to not give up, and or they've not got the right support system around them to push them past it and make them realize that trust the process, it will get better. You just through a crack, like, and they end up going back to their previous career or new career, and they miss out on this amazing lifestyle that we've been living, and it's a shame. So yeah, it'd be cool to stop that from happening and making sure that people can have their opportunity and see their day on the boats.
So so to kind of dive deeper into GYC, if you had to describe it in one sentence, how would you do that?
Oh, God, got a million. I'd say it's an all-in-one platform designed to connect, support, and empower crew. You know, and to elaborate, it's a networking platform. You know, we're taking the best of Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Facebook, you know, plugging it all into an app that's specifically tailored for yacht crew. And yeah, it's really cool. It's a new thing. It's innovative. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's really fun. Really fun to create. Stressful, but fun.
yeah, it's cool. And like I mentioned earlier, yachting's really, really archaic. For an industry with so much money, it's super far behind in terms of like tech stacks and just general efficiency and productivity. So we need something like this. And there's been a lot of like kind of half-ass attempts at a solution like this, at kind of like an all-in-one killer app per se. But yeah, and I might be biased because I'm involved in the back end somewhat, but this is different. Like this is going to be epic, and there's lots of backing and the community is going strong. And while I'm on that topic, why don't you tap a bit on the community growth and how are you funneling users? How many people are you expecting to use this app when the MVP is ready? All of that.
Yeah. So, well, we're near 1,000 on the waitlist now, and we've only had that open for a few weeks. You know, back in March, we started WhatsApp groups, and they kind of spread like wildfire when we put the concept out there as like a bit of a playing ground to see if people would receive well to it. And you know, the WhatsApp groups weren't our focus, but they spread across loads of different groups. People from other yachting communities were giving us their groups to expand our reach. Mm-hmm. You know, even just 2 days ago, I gained two more Facebook groups, which give us an extended reach of 21,000 crew. And, you know, we've got a massive reach of crew now, and it's about plugging that into the app. There's around 100 to 140,000 crew out there worldwide. For me, like, I'm trying to change the industry, trying to create new norms, trying to make the industry safer, and I'm trying to make it more connected, you know, so that way we all have a go-to place to turn to. So my goal is the entire industry. I want everybody in this app. That's the goal. Are we going to get there? Yes. When? I don't know. But we'll keep working towards it. So my goals to launch is, it's ambitious throwing numbers out there, and it's very bold, but I don't care. Like, I'm aiming for 5,000 on launch, and then I want it to prove the concept of what it can, you know, where the value can be given, how, you know, like you said, the tech stacks, God, we're leveraging so many different technologies to bring this together. The ID verification, you know, plugs into the national criminal database. We're doing police background checks. We're really making sure it's safe and robust, and the data protection. There's no expense spared on this app. You know, signing six-figure contracts is a daunting thing, and like I say, you know, securing investment has not been easy, but I've been getting it done, and we're well on the way now to working that MVP into December. But my goal now is keep building that community, spread the word of what we're creating, secure the partnerships. As we speak, I'm securing 14 partnerships at this time. And my goal is to have 20 by the time we go live, basically. So 14 are going through negotiations now, which is quite crazy. It's fun and it's exciting. But, you know, all of these partnerships have value to put into the app. All of these partnerships have networks of crew that exist, and you know they're going to be promoting the app to them, and like the likes of yourself helping out, expanding that network, you know, pressing out the word, the ambassador program. We're aiming to have 50 ambassadors by by launch. You know, we're creating lots of incentives. We're really pushing marketing at the moment, and we're going all out because some advice I got from a recent investor and a good friend of mine, basically, he said to me, he was like, look, Nick, it's balls to the wall or not at all. And so if you half-ass this, you are going to wake up in 10 years wondering, what if I did this? What if I did that? And right now I know that I'm doing absolutely everything possible to grow this behind the scenes and create a really valuable product that works. So the goal now is build that customer base, you know, build the community, show the value, plug it into the app, and then just shoot for the stars, really. Like, we'll get as much of the industry as possible. The more people, the better. It's just like Facebook, you know. Facebook took off because so many people got involved. Mm-hmm. Because so many people were involved, they were able to add more features, you know, do more, create more opportunities within that space. So I look to Facebook as inspiration when I'm building it. And in terms of like potential competition and stuff like that, I know how hard it is to build this thing. It is brutal. For anybody thinking of starting a project like this, strap in, because it is hard. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's, you know, there's a lot of learning. There's a lot of stress. It doesn't always go to plan, and these projects are hard to manage. So I commend anyone trying to do similar things. And I just know that our quality is never being compromised. So when we do go live, it's going to be great. So yeah, if people are finding out about it now, you know, stay tuned, because you'll want to be part of this and you'll see the people jumping on it and you want to be with them, because otherwise you'll be missing out, basically.
And then how can, on that note, how can yachties with businesses or people within the yachting realm, how do they get involved if they want to fall under the GYC train and umbrella of Momentum?
Yeah. And well, I guess they could reach out to you, first of all. They got you helping me, which is great. And I'm really grateful. So we've got a website. So www.grandyachtcrew.com. In that space is a contact us like page. So whether you want to be, you know, a brand rep, whether you potentially want to partner with us to, you know, get new business opportunities where, you know, we can do co-branded initiatives and so on and so forth. Or even if you're a potential, you know, investor, you know, we're looking to scale. You know, I'm still in a process of diluting shares as we speak. So we are looking for funding, you know, to take this to the next level, and we're securing funding as we speak. It's awesome. So, you know, we've got a section for everyone who wants to reach out to us. And I'm like an EDX girlfriend. I just can't help but reply to everyone. As I absolutely do get back to everyone that reaches out to me directly. So, you know, and I'm not hard to reach. You know, people can find us on Instagram as well. We've got Grand Yacht Crew Instagram page. And then I'm sure you'll find me if you do enough digging on there. Just, I guess, reach out. If you've got value to bring, we want to hear it, because it's all about putting every bit of value into this space and giving it to everyone, making it accessible to the whole industry. So yeah, it's going to be really cool.
That's awesome. And yeah, and then why don't you briefly mention what all the departments will be within GYC? And then we go to my favorite and elaborate a bit more on what's happening in there.
I guess, you know, the industry for me, it's like I see these core pillars of our community hub that we're building as the communities that you should be leaning into to get support, to take you to the next step. It's about building a culture, but it's about leveraging people's interests and passions and putting them all in tailored groups, basically. So we kind of tested the grounds for it in WhatsApp, so people who have been involved will kind of get a feel for what I'm talking about. We've got a mental health space. We're building a triage system with trusted partners to basically tackle mental health problems in the industry and make sure that services are accessible for crew. We're going to build out a health and fitness space. So you've got qualified nutritionists, PTs, basically all tailored within the industry as well. And it's a community space for people who are passionate about fitness, you know, nutrition, stuff like that. And then we've got the marine sustainability space. We actually just secured partnership with Seakeeper Society, which is a really cool announcement that we're going to give in the coming weeks. And, you know, we're dedicated to the environment and, you know, sustainable practices across the industry. So we've got passionate members in the team who want to drive that community space. We're already building a network as we speak. So yeah, we're going to have a space for that as well. Your space and the pride and joy of Charles is going to be the financial security space. And we'll talk about that shortly. And then the next one is education and career development. You know, we want to make sure we're building a culture of growth in Grand Yacht Crew. We want to make sure people are planning their next steps. So we're going to partner with education providers, mentors, and kind of plug in with ambassadors with great levels of experience in different departments. So we can provide resources, educational content, and tailor the conversation around if you need support or you don't know what your next step is, you just turn to that space and the answer will quickly follow, basically. And then naturally, we'll have our departmental groups where you can network specifically with your groups all under one space. And then, yeah, we've got a really cool partnership with Yacht and International Radio where we're going to be, you know, feeding in part podcasts like this as like a media channel. And that's going to be a really cool promotion space where we can, you know, share the voices of the industry that are really paving the way to change. So I guess they're the main groups for now. The beauty of this thing is it's completely scalable in every single direction. And that's what I love about it. It's a living, breathing thing. And when I identify something that we should plug in, I'm like, let's get it done. When I identify a partnership that could bring value to these spaces, let's get them in. You know, it's, mm-hmm. I just want it to grow and grow and grow. So they're the main groups. And then the last leg to the pillars is the job board. You know, we're doing a very exciting partnership with, you know, a household name that everyone will know. And I can't really say who it is just yet, but yeah, we're securing a partnership as we speak. And it's going to be really big announcement. And that's going to plug in a lot of verified job listings in that space. And like I said, we've spared no expense on our ID verification and background checks to safeguard, you know, the security of that space. So in comparison to Facebook, WhatsApp groups, we don't want scammers to creep through. So we're going to be mitigating that risk for you. And whenever, you know, incidents do occur, we'll be first onto it and we'll have a team dedicated to monitoring it. So yeah, really cool.
Epic, babe. That's such exciting stuff. And yeah, I think everyone listening to this is going to be like, oh, fucking, why did I not think of that? But like you said, it's one thing thinking of it or thinking about it. And there's a whole different ballgame is applying it and getting it done. And like you said, and one of my favorite quotes about business is building a business is like eating glass. Eventually, you start liking the taste of your own blood. I think Elon said that. But yeah, it's exciting and you know, there's just so much room for growth and potential. And like you said, it's infinitely scalable in terms of, okay, maybe not infinite in terms of horizontals, but your verticals. And the fact that there's new yacht crew joining all the time, there's more and more yachts being built. So
yeah,
it's not a stagnant industry by any means. Yeah. The rich are getting richer and they are building bigger fucking boats.
Yeah.
Then, because the show is about money and investing, and it's pretty much all I care about, let's talk a bit about money. Let's talk about why Yacht Crew behave the way they do, and let's talk about what the financial security department within Grand Yacht Crew, how that's going to help all these yacht crews stop being dumb with their moolah.
Yeah, no, 100%. And you know, when I'm speaking about this, I want everyone to realize that I've lived and breathed it. You know, I've been the yachty, just getting wrecked on the weekends, spending more money than I'm earning, and, you know, not managing my finances well. You know, I've learned through that experience, but not even just in the yachting industry. Like, it's a very similar culture in the military, especially in the Royal Navy, you know, and the lack of financial literacy and education out there really allows for this culture of spending. And you know, there's always that hush hush, don't talk about your finances, or I'm not going to tell you what my problems are. You know, it's private. Like, you know, you build great relationships, you live in such close quarters with people, or yeah, you're so shy to discuss, like, oh, you know, I could really do with paying off that credit card, or I'm actually trying to buy a house at the minute, but I don't know who to turn to. And I guess it's this again, yet again, We're in an industry where there's so much potential for growth, but the culture is letting it down because of these habits and this lack of conversation around financial literacy, investing, you know, pursuing your future and building wealth for, you know, the generations to come. Like, you can only scrub teak, you know, for so long. Like, your back will give in eventually. It's my outlook. And, you know, if you're not being smart with your moves, then, you know, it's going to catch up with you at some point. And you don't want to, like, I'm living experience here. Like, I spent 8 years in the Royal Navy. And I look back with hindsight now, and my biggest regret is not investing and not planning for the future or assuming that this was forever. Because when it did end, I had a rude awakening where I was like, well, we've only got X amount of savings, which gives me X amount of runway. And the things that I want to do, I can't do. And I don't have the asset security that I'd like to have in comparison to other people who did take those, you know, those right moves back in the 20s and stuff. So, you know, I think it's so important now to tailor that conversation and push and say, hey, are you saving? Are you clearing your debt? Are you investing for the future? Everything I'm earning now, you know, I'm managing my finances personally. And then I'm constantly investing into my business because my business is where my future lies. Mm-hmm. And that's one avenue that people can take, or the avenues that you promote. And, you know, and that's why I want to plug you into this platform massively, because you're influencing and having a positive impact on crew. And, you know, not everyone needs to start a business, but there's different tricks of managing finances that you could educate them on. Mm-hmm. That can get them ahead. So yeah, it's really cool to be able to work with you and other great people who are in that space. And I guess that's what the financial security group is all about for me. It's about finding, you know, I perceive you guys as the industry leaders in that financial advice space in terms of the, you know, for yachties, like tailoring, you know, the advice towards them and support and programs, education. I just want to plug all those experts into one group, so that way 18-year-old yachty deckhand or stewardess runs a boat, gets the biggest amount of money they've ever earned and no expenses. They join the Grand Yacht Crew app and they get advice from people who can help them take that money to the next level, make it go a very long way.
And honestly, like, people, the money thing is always kind of a taboo topic, like you mentioned, and people, oh, stop talking about money. Money doesn't buy happiness. You're like, it buys freedom. So freedom makes me happy. And, you know, there's so much underlying issues that comes, like, you know, mental health very often stems from people being stressed about money. Relationships crumble. Then you go into a downward spiral where your health and fitness pay the price. So it really has a flywheel effect, and everyone, like, it's not all about money, but it's kind of a little bit about money. So don't be dumb. And I have yet to meet a single yachtie that have exited the industry and told me, I don't regret going to the beach club every weekend. They're all like, now we're on land, we have to buy groceries, we have to buy our own toothpaste. And now suddenly the massive 3-liter Magnum of Rosé you bought at the beach club in St. Martin is literally your rent for that month. So it's just, be mindful, like, choose the areas you care about to spend in, and then follow people in the industry that really care about it. And that goes for all the departments and the faculties across the organization. So I'm really stoked to be a part of it. I back you. And I think we're going to look back in 5 or 10 years and be like, okay, we didn't just change a yachty's life. We changed hundreds of thousands of yachty's lives.
We changed the industry. That's the goal. We want to change the entire industry. There's no thinking small with Grand Yacht Crew, for sure. So I completely agree. I think with, you know, the programs that you offer, I mean, you know, you've plugged me into some of them myself, and I've you know, learned a lot just through the support you've given me. And, you know, I've seen it through feedback. You know, like, the market research I've done is tenfold. I have spoken to thousands of yacht crew in between, you know, 2 years ago when I came up with the idea to NAP. And it's real, you know, feedback that is like, it's unanimous. I think I've only spoke to two people who were skeptical about whether this was needed in the industry. Every single person I've spoken to says the industry needs this. The industry has been waiting for this. We could really benefit from this. Like, well, how do you get it right? How do you build it properly? And, you know, for the entrepreneurs out there who are listening, like, it's, for me, it's the people. It's the people you get involved. As we were talking about, you know, chewing on glass in entrepreneurship and even managing finances as a yachty, like, you need to be surrounded by the right people. Like, your network is your net worth, and I live by it. Like, that Grand Yacht Crew is more than an app. It's the network of partnerships that we're building in this space. The goal for me is about bringing together the like-minded people who have the shared vision, the shared mission for the industry, and especially in our finance space, you know, we want to cover all areas, you know, whether you want to invest in index funds, portfolios, stock shares, we want to, you know, if you're looking at getting your first property, you want to have investments in real estate, you know, we want to cover those areas. If you're having trouble with your taxes and you've just been chinning it off, and God knows I've done that myself in the past and it's just come back to bite me, it will catch you up. So if you're doing it, think about it and sort it out. There. But, you know, we want people in that space as well, you know. So we're looking at partnering with wealth management companies. We're in talks with one now as we speak, and they've got hundreds of Yacht Crew clients, you know, and it's about bringing them all together, but, you know, providing as much financial literacy as possible for the crew to access for free. But then, you know, when it comes to the point where they're like, no, I could really do with some help here, you know, we've got the service directories plugged in, you know, we're making it easily accessible. It's a one-stop shop, but it's not just in finance. It's in every single other area and space. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it takes years to build this. It's not something you can just do overnight. These partnerships, like, and Charles, keen for you to tell everyone how you got involved, because it just kind of happened organically. And it's the same with all the other partnerships. You know, I spend about 5 hours a day on the phone to the brightest minds in the industry who are all on the same trajectory where we're going to create change. So, you know, keen to hear how you actually got involved, which is quite funny, funny story to tell. On the field phone that you did with me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were pretty relentless in chasing. and the moment I saw you pop up as well, I was like, okay, well, you know, there can be synergy. Yeah. I think what makes this especially strategic and kind of easy to do is we both have abundance mindsets. So, you know, we're not like scared of competition, and there's no scarcity involved. It's not like zero sum. I always find like the more people that help each other out, the more we all gain. And that's just the way I will always live and do business. That's made it so easy, like, especially with the B2B side of the business elements within GYC. It's like, okay, you know, you can tell me, okay, Shaul, you run off, go do your thing. I know you'll find the right type of people. I obviously know that this is your baby, so you're going to do the right type of people. And I'm not scared of telling you, you know, if someone pops up on your radar and you're like, what do you think? I'll be like, I don't think he's a good play. He or she seems slightly like they want all the slices of the pie for themselves, and that's not really how I want to do business. And also, it would be quite a contradiction because this has been built to empower crew. So why not work with all the best minds around in yachting that we have? And there is so much. And now that we're living in like the golden age of like productivity and being able to scale a business, and I would never be able to do what I do now at the Yachting Investor if it wasn't for all these AI capabilities, for example. Yeah. So just getting everyone on board at the same time and realizing, okay, you can succeed without fucking anyone else over. Like that's the onus of this. You can succeed even further by empowering everyone else around you.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about this.
And that's it. And to jump on the back end of that, like for me, my vision is, you know, it's bold, it's big, and it's about bringing everyone together. You know, I don't see Grand Yacht Crew as a yachting community. I see it as the yachting community. And I see it as a centralized space for everyone to connect. Mm. You know, it's about building a digital ecosystem that brings in the best partners in the industry and showcases that. And I want to amplify other people's businesses and expand that impact on the industry. You know, it would be impossible, no matter how much AI there is out there today, to support. Like, there's no way I could build, you know, a nutrition business, a PT business, a finance business, that, you know, marine conservation programs, you know, all these different amazing things, even a recruitment agency or management company, education. Like, you just cannot do it all. So why focus in one area when I can just build the central space for everyone, connect with the best people in the industry, and bring us all together? Because we're all doing it for good anyway. We all have a shared vision. We all have a shared mission. We're all trying to help Prue. So everyone just has different values to bring. My job and my goal with Grand Yokru is to just put it all in one space and make it available to everyone. So, it's pretty cool. I'm quite proud of it, to be honest.
Yeah, and you should be. And really, everyone, like, watch the space. It's going to be really cool. And then I normally finish off with a kind of like a little rapid fire round, so make things a bit light. Make the people smile that's been listening to our tangent for the past fucking hour.
Yeah, we can go on, can't we?
Yeah. I have to remind myself.
Stop.
Okay, so I need a one-word answer yet.
Yeah.
One word for the current yacht crew culture.
Broken.
Where's your favorite place to work on business ideas?
In a cafe.
What a white girl.
Yeah.
Rugby, cricket, or football?
Well, football, but English football, not what the Aussies call it, because I'm in Australia, so football.
Yeah. Okay. I was really hoping he was going to say rugby or cricket, everyone, but clearly the man likes soccer. What is your dream GYC collab besides the Yachting Investor?
Obviously, besides the Yachting Investor. I'm working on it at the minute. And you'll see it in 2 weeks' time.
Great. Well, we'll have to do another episode where you can then plug in, because I know there's some technicalities. That means we can't announce right now.
Yeah.
And then, why don't you leave our listeners, who are mostly yachties, one message for the future?
I'd say, obviously, I'm biased, you know, stay tuned for what Grand Yacht Crew is going to bring, and definitely, you know, get involved when it goes live. You know, it's definitely something to be part of. But I would suggest just, you know, be careful of the cultures, be careful of the cracks of the industry. This industry is insane. It's the best industry in the world, in my opinion. And if you get it right, God, the world is in your hands. But it's very easy to slip through the cracks. It can quickly turn. Your contracts are not as stable as you think, and your relationships are not as stable as you think. Things can change. Things can catch you off guard. Look after yourself. Focus on your health and fitness. Focus on your finances. And have a plan for your career. You know, from my experience in the military, I was always planning where my career was going, and you should absolutely do the same in yachting. If you're not thinking about what the next role is, what the next step is, what the next investment is, what the next, you know, piece of education that you're going to be working towards, then you probably need to sit and, you know, recalibrate, have a little think about what you're doing, because you will just lay dormant and no one's going to hand it to you. You know, you've got to do it yourself. As you know, this industry is unforgiving for lazy people.
Yeah.
You've got to work hard. So keep working hard, have a direction, and just don't hold back. Definitely seize the opportunities that are in front of you, because there's a lot of them.
Epic. Well, that's a good way to send off. And basically, in summary, stop buying bags and start investing your money, everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Nick, yeah, I had a great time with you. I'm really enjoying everything that you're building and that what we're building. And I look forward to making yachting an even better place than it currently is.
Thank you, man.
To everyone listening, thanks a lot. Please go check out www.grandyachtcrew.com. Go hit like and subscribe on the Yachting International radio channel. Go check out Grand Yacht Crew and myself on Instagram. And just get connected. Reach out if you guys want to get involved. There is a lot of pieces of pie to go around.